today, Evelio Matos, Adam Green, and Corey Connors.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Today is Monday, April 29th. We got a lot to cover. We're going to just cut through a bunch of stuff, but really want to get to not beer. American Woo! Sparkling water. American. We'll have guest Dylan on here in a minute and kind of go through what the product is. If you got any questions on... That's right, man. Any questions on, you know, the launch of the product, what it is, the packaging, the design, throw them in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening from. What do we got? We got first one. We got our buddy Richard. How's it going, Richard?
What's up, Richard?
Sure if, not sure if not beer is available in the UK just yet, man, but we'll get to it.
We're going
to
find out.
We are. Yeah. So before we get to Dylan, before we get to not beer, what do you got going on, Corey?
Lots going on. Heading to NPE, the National Plastics Expo, this Wednesday. It'll be my first time there. And it is a show that happens only once every 3 years. It's in Orlando, Florida.
The Olympics.
It's like the Olympics for plastic. So I'm assuming there'll be competitions of feats of strength and things like that. I've been doing push-ups all month in preparation. it's exciting. And then after that, to Lux Pack in the big New York City. But before all that, I'm going to Disney World with the family for a few days. So can't wait. Excited.
Nice.
Jeez.
I know.
I'm planning on like lunch today. I'm not quite sure. I might go peanut butter and jelly. I don't know about you guys. So I'm a happily married person to my one wife.
One wife.
And yeah. And I got married. I was 22 when I got married. And so what I've realized is my the things that I enjoy for lunch is still like stuck in like my middle school and high school. Cause I went to college and I ate dorm food and then I got married right out of college. Mm. And so I'm still just like, yeah, do we have like some hot dogs and mac and cheese? That sounds fantastic. PB&J. Let's go grab a run to Taco Bell. I don't
Big
know.
Big kid at heart. I love it.
I'm just 100%. Hence the NBA Jam arcade game back here. I never really grew up. So I also admitted to my 16-year-old son that I'll hear a song on the radio or whatever we're listening to. And I'll be like, oh, is this a new song? And it came out in like 2010. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, it seems new to me. Like anything after like 2008 is like, that's pretty new. I don't know. It's a whole situation.
In my good, world. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. All right,
so, let's talk about packaging. Yeah, what's up? We got all right. We can now get started. We got the brand is on. We got Brandon Gomes or Brandon Jones.
It's Jonas and Gomez.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. I got I'll be at Lux Pack next week, 7th and 8th, Lux Pack New York. So definitely come by, check me out. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. We can connect. I'd love to kind of see what you guys got going on. I got some pretty cool partnership stuff that I'll be sharing there. So definitely come check it out.
Nice.
All right, man. So we got Mark. What's up, Mark? How you doing? All right, let's get started. Let's get Dylan up here and
not beer.
Talk about not beer. You got a can there in front of you?
Adam? I got look back here.
Right, I got a hole.
Oh, bye, Dylan. He's right. That's the show, folks.
Oh shoot. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
I love it.
That's what happens when you come on
I love it.
Today's show.
I just wanted to get one for myself as well.
He's back.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
Brandon. Dylan. Not Brandon. Yeah.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right. So you're the founder of Not Beer. First question. Sure. How old are you? Yep. You're like half the age of all of us old guys.
So I'm 32, but I sometimes joke that I identify as 24.
All right.
Just like Adam.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I'm 32.
All right. I wasn't sure if we were like in a dorm room. I'm like, holy crap, man. This
like not that young yet. but yeah.
No, that's awesome, man.
And not beer has been, I mean, we connected up a little bit beforehand, but you were telling me it's just like it's taken off more than you could have even thought or imagined this early.
Yeah, the launch has been really great. You know, I think the product is unique, yet really understandable and very appealing. And so I think that combination has kind of driven interest, engagement, virality. And so we launched, you know, just over 2 weeks ago, and, you know, we already kind of went viral, not huge viral, but, you know, much more than I was expecting right out of the gate, which has been great. It's been so exciting.
Congratulations.
Working on it for, you know, a year and a half, so to finally have it out in the wild and be sharing it with people has been awesome.
Well, you made it to this show, which is a really, it's every entrepreneur's dream.
To be welcome to the pinnacle of your career.
You die a happy man.
Yeah.
This is as big as it gets, man.
Well, yeah. Done.
Yeah, and so
all right, downhill from here.
Yes.
So Not Beer hits the market a little over 2 weeks ago. All right, so you've got cans of sparkling water. Now with can, like, all right, so this is packaging show. It's like can printing. You can't just order like 1,000 cans.
No.
Right. You gotta what's the first order look like?
It's a truckload, so it's 155,600 tall boy cans.
It's insane.
Exactly.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And so you're very early on, you figure out that you're playing a volume game. Mm-hmm. Like, and especially not only the cans have really kind of set the minimum volume of what you have to do. But you know, we're playing in sparkling water where price is important. And so you've got to find volume quickly if you want to compete. It's not like a, you know, a niche kind of plastic bottle brand where you can buy a few and start small in like some local markets. You kind of have to, you got to be moving out of the gate kind of quickly.
Did you look at digital print as well to get some smaller volume stuff?
We did. But it was just so much more expensive.
Yeah.
And we're already playing this price sensitive game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we felt like we could move through that volume, and I was fortunate that we raised, you know, a decent amount of money from friends and family. So we were able to like afford that bigger kind of can order out of the gate.
Awesome.
Cool. And then, so how do you get into distribution, right? You started like a year and a half ago, and how do you even go about that?
Sure. So I'll back up a little bit so you can get some more context on me. So my parents are entrepreneurs. They started the company Jack Black, which was like the first luxury men's skincare company.
Yeah.
Might be why I look younger than 32. and
there's a ton of passion for those guys.
Yeah. So I always wanted to do something entrepreneurial, and I spent 8 years at Brahmi, which is a healthy food company. Started with lupini beans, which is a Italian bean snack, kind of like edamame, super healthy for you, tons of plant protein, fiber, 0 grams net carbs. And then we expanded into healthy Italian food. We have this awesome pasta we just launched. And so I joined Aaron there to kind of learn those skills to start my own business one day. And then I was on a drive from Austin to Dallas, and I saw a billboard for Bud Light Next, and it said zero carb, zero alcohol beer. And I said to my friend, what are we doing here? There's no carbs, which is what beer is made from. And there's no alcohol, which is why we drink beer. Yeah. Like, at what point is this no longer a beer? Like, what if we just remove the beer taste and it's just sparkling water and we call it not beer? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of laughed about it. And, you know, you're making bits and whatever, and you kind of, and then, you know, I kind of kept thinking about it and kind of became convinced it was a good idea. And then, you know, I put a business plan together, got a first iteration of the branding, and then started to reach out to friends and family for investment. And then once you get enough investment, then you kind of start looking for those supplier partners, which, you know, is harder than you would think. Like, a lot of them just don't respond to you. There's kind of this, I don't know, you're in this tough position where you're not big enough for the big guys, mm-hmm. and the small guys are super expensive. And, you know, usually do super niche products, not really like a sparkling water, which is more of a mass product. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of, that's what you're doing behind the scenes, getting the branding ready, getting the financing ready, and getting the supply chain ready, including the cans and the cartons. And then once you launch, like as you're nearing launch, you start to kind of reach out to potential customers, retail partners, just cold email them, try to use your network to get in touch with them, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So then, go for it, Adam.
Question. So on with your background, because like Avelio mentioned, you know, buying a full truckload of pre-printed cans from, you know, either a Crown or Ball or something, and then, you know, the 12 pack box, which is what I ordered on Amazon. Everyone go buy this on Amazon. It's great. You know, it comes from Graphic Packaging. These are big companies, and you're talking about, you're just starting. And so, yeah. Did you have some connections or some sort of background in packaging to know who to reach out and talk to, or were you leaning on maybe a filler to leverage their buying power to be able to buy the cans and to be able to buy the box? How did that work?
Yeah. So when we first started, we thought we were going to work with a manufacturer where we had to source all the packaging. So the can, the carton, the tray. And so, you know, it's a big research project. You basically put a bunch of names in a Google sheet. You reach out to them. A lot of them don't get back to you. You leverage people that you know in the industry to make warm intros to those people. And so that's how we got in touch with like our can distributor. Was, you know, I just searched can distributor and like kind of found one that worked for us. And then same with Graphic Packaging. I kind of also looked at what other brands use. You can look at their cartons and see who they use. And then you can, once you get one of, like, once we got Graphic Packaging locked in, we could use, you know, they know everyone in the kind of ecosystem. So you can use them for resources to get intros somewhere else. But then we were fortunate, like we ended up not going with that first manufacturer, and the manufacturer we ended up going with is a Turnkey. So we don't have to worry about ordering all that stuff, which is really nice because I'm a one person team. And so like having to deal with ordering all those things, inventory management, the cartons, trays, cans, like,
yep.
A lot.
Good no, call.
It's a ton for sure.
Where's this brewed at?
We're in Texas. We make this in Texas.
Cool. And who took care of the design?
So I had two design partners on this. One was Josh Kaplan. I've worked with him before at Brahmi. He's a good friend of mine. And then we worked with Philip Nesson. He's also he is more of a purist CPG designer. He kind of finish line. And he's a great designer. I think he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
I love this. Sorry, Avelio, I keep interrupting you because I don't like you as a person, and I think. but I love.
Kick him out, Avelio.
Yeah, you do have the power. I love. I'm trying to talk about packaging design, and that's your thing. And I'm wearing your t-shirt. Who am I?
Yeah, you're wearing my shirt, man. I appreciate
it. My 16-year-old son said, that's a really cool shirt. I was like, it's mine. I designed it myself. But I love the text on this, on the outer box here. It says, if you're listening to this, it says, people ask, surely there must be a bad time to drink not beer, to which we say, how many times must we tell you there is never a bad time to drink not beer? No matter the occasion, drinking not beer makes everything better. Working from home, feeding the Instagram prop, unnecessary tipping, liver failure, there's no liver failure, operating heavy machinery, or shopping with a girlfriend. I just thought that was so clever. Is this something that comes from you, or was it just like in collaboration with your designer?
It's mostly me, and like I had a friend who consulted with me while he was finishing up business school. And so we were kind of ripping on it. It's just what that's what, you know, this is one of the reasons I'm so excited about this brand is I love doing those type of things. Like I like to be able to make those type of jokes. And at most brands, you got to be serious. You got to be at the bottom of it. You're putting on, talking about net carbs or calories or the same old stuff everyone else is. Yeah. And so to be able to take that type of tone that's not serious and make jokes, I love it. Like that's my personality and it's authentic to me. And so that's where that came from. And I'm glad you saw it. We included that as like an Easter egg in there for anyone who's kind of looking through the packaging. And we love the never a bad time, slogan and tagline.
So still water too?
We may, yeah. We'll see. Like, you know, nothing's definite yet, but we have had some requests for that because not everyone likes sparkling water. Though I will say our sparkling water is not as carbonated as most.
Oh, okay.
So it is more sessionable and not quite as, you know, harsh on the mouth, but you still get that nice mouthfeel.
Woo.
And look at that. I mean, there's never a bad time to drink not beer. You can drink it at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. What time is it? 8:48 in the morning. On a Monday on the internet. Never a bad time.
Every morning is a not beer morning.
So will you guys begin like rolling out like the social, and by you guys, I mean you, right? Cause it's a one man team, right? So will you start rolling out like some social, some influencer marketing, like how,
besides us, obviously,
besides, right. how do you get the word out?
We're investing everything into this one podcast episode. It doesn't go well. I have some really talented part-time people I partner with. And so she's running the social, and we're doing some organic stuff there. We're doing some kind of we're doing some influencer stuff that's not a big spend for us. We're not an e-commerce business. People don't buy water online. It's probably the worst product ever for e-commerce because it's cheap. So you can't charge a lot for it, but it's heavy. So it's very expensive to ship. And so you've got this mismatch where the product itself is cheap, but to get it to the customer is very expensive. And so you can't be priced competitively versus a grocery store. And so grocery is really where it's all about. And so in order to support our retail partners, we're big believers in sampling, liquid to lips, getting people trying this product both at the point of purchase, but also at events. You know, in Dallas, which is where I live, there's a trail called the Katy Trail. I'm sure most cities have something like it. It's a trail that people walk and very busy on Saturday and Sundays. Set up a little table there, pass out product, get people trying it, be a part of events, those type of things. So I think sampling is a big component. I think it can be really fun on social. I think, I think content and social and videos and those type of things will be more important as we scale. And so I think we've got a really unique license to make truly engaging content because we're a water. So I don't need to educate you on why you need to care about this product. You know what water is. And we're positioned like a beer. So our license is humor. All the other water companies are positioned like water. So their license is healthy lifestyle. They got to talk to you about, a workout routine or where they source it from or blah, blah, blah. It's pretty boring. We're like a beer. So we can talk about humor, partying, romance, But, you know, that content isn't that valuable when we're only sold in Texas and retailers. So you see it in Denver, you see it in New Jersey, wherever, you can't then buy it. But as we scale distribution, now you saw our funny TikTok video and you happen to notice it in Walmart or Whole Foods or wherever you are and you pick it up. And so I think our marketing mix will kind of be focused mostly on sampling as we're building our distribution. And then once we get more distribution, it'll start to shift towards content as it becomes more valuable.
Cool. And congratulations. Then, so I get just a quick question here from Andrew says, as packaging suppliers, right? So, Adam, Corey, how do you navigate these, the little guys, and help them grow?
Yeah. Oftentimes I think it becomes a referral. And you know, like he mentioned about the packaging company that I reached out to, they have a network. So we have a network of suppliers and of customers that, you know, are appropriate for different size businesses. And so we're not always the right fit. Sometimes we're too big, sometimes we're too small. And so we need to help them navigate to the right supply chain that works for them in their current situation. So, you know, I mentioned direct print or digital for this. That would be great if you're trying to do a couple pallets of still not beer. That might be an alternative that you check out. There's some really great alternatives there. But yeah, a Crown or a Ball or Ardagh, those are great manufacturers for truckloads too.
Yeah. And then just seeing Nicholas here, you know, sampling and social aspect are great ideas for getting the word out. You know, I see you handing these out at playgrounds, right? Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, why not? Why not?
It's a great video, yeah. Right? Little League baseball games. Yeah, that'll be killer.
There you go. Yeah. You see, you know, every parent's going to be like, oh, look at my kid drinking what looks like top beer, right? Because we're all...
Well, growing up in Colorado, I had, like, there was a thing to, like, take a picture. This was the 80s, so I guess we could do anything. But, you know, I've said before, like, we're all from the 1900s, and so this is just what we did back then. But, like, there would be baby pictures with, like, the kid, like, holding an unopened can of Coors or like Coors Light or something,
or
like
an open can.
I mean, I don't know. We were, but you know, I could see, you know, that kind of thing, like, you know, a baby picture instead of like, you know, just that. I don't know. There's so much fun. I think you've already talked about this that you can do with the brand because it's because of how you've positioned. And I think I'm super excited to see kind of where this goes. I mean, I didn't realize you'd only been around for 2 weeks.
That's
crazy. Cause I see you everywhere. Maybe it's cause the algorithms got me pegged. It's like, you're going to love this, sir.
Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah. And I totally agree. Like that's that never a bad time theme, right? It can be for kids. It could be for pregnant women. You know, you have liver failure. You can still drink not beer. There's never a bad time to drink not beer.
So is there, has there been any type of blowback or, you know, I mean, the comparison's there, right? There's Liquid Death, who's exploded, gigantic, kind of created this market. But has there been anyone that's been like, okay, well, this is maybe there's no room in this market for a new cool water.
Yeah, product. Of course. There's always critics, no matter what. And we've already had our fair share. It was sooner than I thought. I didn't expect to get into the trenches this quickly, but I'm ready for it. Bring it on. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's a good thing. Like, it's bringing awareness to us. And the fact, like, we had this kind of LinkedIn influencer. He calls himself an expert at marketing effectiveness. I mean, do you really need to add effectiveness after marketing? Or you're just an expert at marketing? I'm an expert at finance effectiveness.
Oh, but that's the best thing I've ever heard.
You know, he was like, he basically had this post where he's like, you know, if you think not beer can compete with Liquid Death, you've lost the plot. And then he like goes in all these points. I'm fine with it. I then kind of responded to it. My post got 50,000 impressions on my page, which is good for me. I'm not like a LinkedIn influencer. And it brought it brought awareness to our brand. I got a lot of DMs from people being like, that was awesome. So we've had our critiques. You know, people are like, this is a copycat of Liquid Death. I don't think that. I think we're both fun waters in a tall boy can, but the brands are complete and they appeal to different people. And we're playing in the biggest beverage, non-alcoholic beverage category ever, $280 billion worldwide. Mm-hmm. Like, there's plenty of room for multiple winners. Like, we can both be successful, and we're kind of doing it in a different way. And to think that there's only room for one fun water brand, and that water brand appeals to every single person who wants a fun water brand, like, that math doesn't add up to me. But yeah. You know, some people on the internet are just so, they just are looking to like critique, and
that's great and for I'm your brand.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah.
No, I love it, right? Because like I was a fan of Liquid Death when they, you know, like early on, I had Mike on the podcast a couple of years ago, and we kind of talked about it. But now it feels like that brand has what us old guys would call jump the shark, right? Mm-hmm. Like they've just, I don't know. It's like, so we've leaned into this death metal look and feel so heavy that it's kind of tired.
Imagine doing that.
Right. Well, dude, I'm sorry. I'm metal forever.
Imagine.
But
yeah.
But I'm not a water brand.
Yeah. That's true.
Seeing, you know, the Knot beer is like such a different take on it that, and it looks so different where, you know, there's been other brands that have launched and they look exactly like that brand. Where this one is like, it's fun.
So unique.
Yeah. It's young and, you know, and it's a sparkling, right? So you're still getting a similar feel to a beer. There's that connection. Then you've got the humor, and it's not like a in your face, I'm a jerk humor. It's like, you know, like my mom would get it. Like my, you know, like my kids would be fine running around school with this thing versus, you know, something that's like so in your face. Like, so for me, I think, you know, Knot beer is a killer. It's a killer product. The design is awesome. I love the look, feel, color of it. And then just seeing this thing kind of grow from Dallas.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Just like a homegrown product.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, we're focused on Texas to start. And I think, you know, I think it's important to be focused on a geography, get those network effects going, build that foundation, and then expand from there. And I think, you know, that you touched on a point that makes us really excited about this is that Knot beer isn't for like a super specific type of person. It's for anyone who likes to have fun, whether it's your mom or your kid or anyone in between. And that's a big market. And a lot of people like to have fun. Mm-hmm. And so we're appreciate your words. I think you were spot on. Awesome.
I can't wait to make a video with my kids. Like, I love drinking Knot beer in the morning. Like, there's so many things that you can. Before school, I love a good cold Knot beer. Just
yeah, exactly. Refreshing. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Pregnant John. Women. Oh, you know, right. We have
after that first cigarette, like
a surgeon, surgeon drinking. Like, finally, I can drink on the job.
Yeah, they're eating a candy cigarette and drinking Knot beer. Just.
Yeah.
So as we start wrapping up here, John's asking, you know, is there concern of like an ABM, you know, ABM Bev launching a version of this, right?
Yeah. I mean,
but
maybe I think
you can't be concerned about everybody.
No. Yeah. And, you know, we've seen this become what history would tell us is that the big companies aren't great at launching new brands. And so that's usually why they acquire them. And because it's just like they have too many bureaucracies, too many committees to make decisions. Like, I don't think the brand Knot beer ever would have gotten the green light at a big company. Right. They would have been like, right. What the hell is that name? Knot beer? Like, that doesn't work.
True.
And so, you know, I think, you know, you can't be too concerned about the big guys coming in. Mm-hmm. I also think it's a totally different business for them. Like, even though it's similar branding, beer is like has its own set of distributors, has its own you know, categories that they play in, the category buyers. And so they would have to kind of add on this whole new business line. And when you're AB InBev and you're tens of billions of dollars a year, is it worth investing all of that into a new business line that may not work? Or would you rather just keep tabs on how Not Beer is going and acquire us for multiple billion dollars?
$1 billion.
Yeah, many billion dollars.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Awesome. You can't be too concerned about it, but you kind of have to just do your thing.
That's awesome, man. That's where we'll end. And you know, if you're listening to this, go to enjoynotbeer.com. The world's first zero carbs, zero alcohol, zero taste beer.
Right. I love
zero taste.
Yeah. I love when I like kind of pitch it to people for the first time. Yeah. I'll say like it's the world. I like take a deep breath. Like I don't want you to faint. I'm like, it's the world's first zero carb, and they're nodding along, like zero alcohol. They're like, okay, zero taste. I'm like, what?
So
it's always a nice stuff, little man. Laugh for me.
Good.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I really enjoyed it. You guys are great.
No, thanks, I appreciate it, man. Definitely check out Not Beer. Let us know in the comments if you had it. If you order it, the show's going to be up on LinkedIn. So just go ahead and comment once you get it. Let us know what you think. Dylan, man, thank you so much. Appreciate you being on here. This was a good time,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks. Right, always we'll a good time. Always a good time.
Yeah, never a bad time to be on the show.
Never a bad time.
Never a bad time. All right, guys.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos.